I'm not going to read the entire passage this time, just the verses that I want to talk about for a minute. And those are verses 10, 11, and 12. And as I prepared for it, I remembered watching TV shows, Cops and Robbers, and always the good guy, or maybe sometimes the bad guy, came out with the phrase, "Don't move, I've got you surrounded." And that was supposed to break the enemy down to where they gave up and they would give in because they were surrounded. As I thought about that, I realized that many times we feel surrounded. Now, it may not be a herd of cowboys or whatever that's surrounding us, but there's an issue in life, there's a circumstance, there's a health issue in your life, there's financial burdens, whatever it is, something is surrounding you. And when we're surrounded, we think if we give up and give in, then the surrounding will be gone. Now, before we read the scriptures, a little background. I'm a school teacher, I'm sorry. Surrounding means to be all around. Now, it doesn't have to be physically all around. It can be an emotional. It can be a belief issue. There may not be people standing all around it, but you may feel that way. To encircle something, to cut off communication, or to cut off escape. Something has happened in your life and you just can't get away from it, you think. Or to be associated with. Well, because you are a school teacher, you are this way or that way. And we're surrounded and we're boxed in and we're cooped up and we can't express who it is that we are. Well, the scripture I've chosen for tonight deals with that. Verse 10. All the nations surrounded me. Verse 11. They surrounded me on every side. Verse 12. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. A situation that maybe we've had, a health situation, that we feel so encompassed. Now, you notice I left out part of each verse, right? Well, now, here's a little theological trick to you that you probably already know. You know that when something is mentioned three times in Scripture, it's really important. Three times is vitally important. It shows it's how important it is and how, you know, it's kind of like when your child was going out and you told them in three times what time to be home or to make sure they had a clean handkerchief in their pocket or to watch both ways before they crossed the street. You didn't just say it once and forgot it. The psalmist emphasizes what to do when you're surrounded. What to do when they have you on all sides. What to do when it's like a swarm of bees around you. But in the name of the Lord. Now that takes all the responsibility away from, there was a situation, I just didn't know what to do. You don't have to know what to do. In the name of the Lord. A few other scriptures, single scriptures. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, all my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. And I think we can say, and He will take care of that issue that's surrounding you. But in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. See, sometimes we pray God, and see, I used to have to, I have a weight problem. I eat and I gain weight. I love to eat. I don't love to gain weight. And I would pray about it. Lord, help me with my diet. I'm surrounded by all this food. Help me with my diet. And you know what? The Lord wouldn't help me with my diet. But He helped me with my diet. You see, remember the old ant and grasshopper story? Where the ant does all the work and the grasshopper wants to rake the benefits in. God expects us to do what we need to do. But he will empower us with what's necessary to release these burdens that are surrounding us. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, I can't do all things, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Nahum. When was the last time you read in the book of Nahum? Not very often, I know. He says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them who trust in him. So when you trust in God, there's a relationship there. And we're going to celebrate that relationship in just a few minutes with communion. But as you came and you lit that candle, there was a belief there, wasn't there? It wasn't just, oh, those are pretty candles, let's light them all up. There was a belief that if I take this step of faith, God will meet me. God will. I can give that burden. I can give that grief that's surrounding me and holding me back, keeping from me the joy and the peace and the happiness that I know he wants me to have. We've all been there. We've all been there for some reason or other. The last scripture before we take communion. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Your burden too tough for God? No. My burden too tough for God? No. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So therefore, let Israel say, his love endures forever. Was Israel perfect? No. The house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Was the house of Aaron perfect? No. Let those who fear the Lord, are we perfect? No. His love endures forever. After the candles have burned out, his love endures forever. After we leave this place and turn the lights out, his love endures forever. And you may say, well, that problem is still there. Well, but his love endures forever. He will not leave you or forsake you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we can turn to your word and read passages like this, that no matter how we're surrounded, you're there for us.